Are you a business in Ireland and have you reviewed whether or not you're compliant with data protection at this point in time? My name is Krista Day of bizgrowthnews.com and I just want to share with you some interesting statistics from a recent survey that's been done by the Irish Scudo Society. Now, I'm picking this up having read it in this Sunday Business Post because the Irish Computer Society has just hosted a survey which will be formally released in terms of the details at their conference coming up shortly in February 2011. But one of the things that caught my attention in the article, which was really the preview of the full results, is that up to 60% of Irish companies have suffered a data breach and only a third of them have got proper data breach policies in place, according to their survey. The Data Protection Attitudes and Practices Survey of 2011, which was compiled by the Irish Computer Society, also covered the fact that more than one in seven people have actually suffered a personal data breach in the last 12 months. And almost half of the IT staff who were included in the survey were unaware that data breaches must be reported by law. So that actually two-thirds of Irish IT workers actually are saying they're not confident that a data breach involving their own personal information would be reported to them. The article goes on to talk about the fact that one in five IT professionals are still unsure of their duties under, and also half of the survey's respondents, they've not received sufficient data protection training from their employers. I just want to encourage you to check out a conference that I'm certainly going to be attending this week. It's on the 24th of February and it's been hosted by the Irish Computer Society and it's going to be their third annual ICS Data Protection Conference. The conference is going to be opened by Billy Hawkes, Data Protection Commissioner, and it's also going to look at new and upcoming data protection legislation that's applicable in Ireland. In the conference, you're going to be able to find people there from Ireland and also the UK. And interesting subjects that I think you might want to hear about are data protection in relation to cloud computing, digital marketing data protection rules and regulations, and also practical tools for electronic data management. The event takes place in the Radisson Blu Hotel on Golden Lane in Dublin, and there are prices available if you're a member of the ICS of €200 per ticket and €350 if you're not a member. But I'd also encourage you to have a look at the fact that the Irish Computer Society does have a Twitter account, and so they are going to be posting content via Twitter and you can follow them online. Their Twitter account is Irish Comp Soc, Irish Comp Soc, that's IRSHCOMPSOC. And you can follow the conversation about the conference on Thursday, hashtag DPCONF11, hashtag DPCONF11. I'll be attending certainly for the morning and will do my best to be able to tweet content that comes out from the conference. And I know that there should be some other resources available from the Irish Computer Society after the event. Some of the speakers also include Anpost, BT, ESB, and I would also recommend that if you're not able to get to the conference, obviously check out the Twitter content, but do go over to ics.ie. You can access their recent newsletter, which covers 8 ways to keep up to date with the 8 rules of data protection in Ireland, with fines up to €100,000 and clearly an impact to your corporate reputation. It's never been more important to make sure that we're compliant with data protection. I'm looking forward to the conference, and if you are there, make sure you say hello. You'll find me on Twitter at Krishna Day, or come on over to bizgrowthnews.com, my main blog, or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/MarkMentor. Reviewing that recording, I just realised it didn't come out too well. So it's facebook.com/marketingmentor. Thanks so much.